Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. One of the things we love about sharing these is when you share these. So if you'd be so kind, if this has encouraged you in any way, share it on your social media and or email it to a friend. Just hit the share button, and it can pull up Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or any other way that you'd like to share it. But please feel free to. Our desire is that the weekday podcast brings you a voice of encouragement in your life Monday through Friday when we most need it. So today, let's talk about words. Our words cannot be both good and evil simultaneously. Now, this is something that I have learned to live with. That at times, we like to talk about the difference in what we say and what we do, but in this case, we're talking about just our words. This isn't actions. This is our words. And I really do believe our words can't be both good and evil simultaneously. We cannot tell God how much we love him and then hate his creation. Now think about that. You say, well, Chuck, I don't hate the grass. I don't hate the oceans. I like that. I love to hug trees, and I'm all about it. And I would say to you, wait a minute, let's think about this again. When we talk about God's creation, when he finished creating the world, what did he say? He said, you know, that's good. And then after he created mankind, he said, now that's really good. So for when we look at people and we recognize, wait a minute, for years I have thought about this and the fact that I'm supposed to love God's creation, that means I need to love my neighbor as we love ourselves. Well, wait a minute, what do I do with that? Well, the answer is found in Mark chapter 12, verse 31. And in this particular text, listen to what the scripture says. The second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. No other commandment is greater than these. Now, the first part of it is love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, right? And then the second part that we're talking about here in verse 31 in Mark's Gospel chapter 12 is that, wait a minute, we are to love God so that we might love others as we love ourselves. Now, listen to me, folks. This is a big deal because over in Luke's gospel in chapter 6, verse 31, he gives us this picture of the golden rule. I mean, we've heard that since we were in kindergarten, right? That we do unto others as we would like for others to do unto us. When I look at that, I guess the question is, how would you like to be spoken to? And remember this question when you speak to others. Have you ever felt so dehydrated and thirsty that once you've had that first glass of water, you feel so incredibly refreshed that you just want more? Well, this is how our words should taste. It ought to be this thing where our words refresh the souls of other people, leaving them to want more of God. So draw from that well of fresh water, and your words will soon make a difference in many lives, including your own. This is one of those things that this year I am really working hard on this. There are things in this life that drive me bat crazy, and sometimes they're people. I bet I do that to y'all all the time. I just drive you crazy. And I guess what I'm trying to recognize is rather than just popping off at the mouth at something or just throwing something out there to get a joke or a laugh, to genuinely think about the words and what they would mean. My prayer for you today is that the words that you would speak would be so powerful in their graciousness, in their kindness, in their truth, that literally people would radically be changed because of God working in you and your words. If you've ever had something where somebody said something about you and it just hurt your feelings, what I would ask you to do is recognize, wow, if that's happened to you, I guarantee you it's happened to others through you. It's kind of like the thing, I had somebody who had some awful things to say about me years ago, and it made it into a newspaper, it made it into a publication, and it was a big deal. And what was interesting was I had nothing to do with it. And all these years, I held this grudge about I need to try and fix this. And at the end of the day, what I realized, the greatest way to fix an untruth is to speak truth in love. The greatest way to encourage others is to encourage with our words. Hey, listen, friend, you know what? I think at times we forget when people tell us, oh, man, I love you. You did great. That was awesome. And the voice that we often hear is that, gosh, you're fat, or gosh, couldn't you do something else for your hair? Or gosh, he spoke too long, or wow, you must not be good at that. Those are the ones we walk away with. And when I think about heaven, I think to myself, here's a place with no more sorrow, which means this, that there'll be no more words that can hurt you. Friend, make sure that you land there and take care of your words, because at the end of every single day, what we are looking at is this one thing. Are we loving others, and are we doing unto others, and are we making sure the question about others is spoken in love? I look forward to seeing you this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. We have our worship gatherings at 9:30 and 11 a.m., and you can always watch it online at live.sugarhill.church and on our Facebook page. And we always have Sugar Hill Español, our Spanish-speaking service, and that meets in the chapel at the 11 o'clock hour. I can't wait to see you Sunday. Bye now.